Sechte Yumi. Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom HaKippurim. A 7 days before Yom Kippur is Mafrishin Koyen Gozel Mibesai. They take the Koyen Gozel away from his house to Mekayim the Mitzvah Prisha. We'll see in the Gemara, we learn out from Sukkim, that there's a Mitzvah Poshis Midiraisa, that 7 days before Yom Kippur you have to take the Koyen Gozel away from his house, and we bring him Lelishchas Parhadrin. We bring him into the Beis HaMikdash, into a special room called the Lishchas Parhadrin. The Gemara will explain why it has this name, what is Parhadrin, how do they get this name. The whole point of the Indian is, let's see Rashi, Shivas Yom Koyen Yom Kippur, is Shekol HaVoidish Yom HaKippur Ein Aksheri Eloboy. On Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to have the Avodah done with the Koyen Gadol. To the Yalav Bahur, Yisra Perek Basra, to the Siddur of Yom HaKippurim, the Kippur HaKoyen Asher Yim Shach HaYisoy, it has to be with the Mashiach, it means the Koyen Gadol. The Gemara Mephorish, Lo Mafrishin. The Gemara will explain why we Mafrishin. So one of the Ikka Mitzvahs is, the Ikka Inyan is, he has to go away from his wife. Because Mebeis HaPosh means his wife, he should not be with his wife for 7 days. Because we're afraid maybe his wife will be a Nida or a Sophic Nida, and he'll be boiled with her, and then he'll become tummy for 7 days. And then he won't be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we'll Mafrish him from his wife, and he should go into the Beis HaMikdash into Lishchas Parhadrin. And the Gemara will dash him Sukkim why. So Rashi said, Lishchas Parhadrin, Kach Shemo, this is the name of this Lishcha. The Gemara Forish, Loma Nikras Kain, how did they get this name? Umesakinon loy koin achar tachtov. Now, after this mitzvah prisha, we also do a second thing. We set aside another koin godul. Tachtov instead of the first koin godul. Val sheme yara boipsul. Maybe something will happen on Yom Kippur. He'll become a balkeri, or become tomei, or he'll stop doing the avoid in the middle, and then the avoid is only kosher with a koin godul. So we prepare another koin godul just in case something happens to the first koin godul. And Rashi says, Umesakinon loy. Umezaminan koyin achar, liyas koyin godo tachtov, im yara boy psul keri, oy shar tumma, hamatvim milovu lamigdish. If anything happens to the first koyin godol, that he won't be able to come to the base of Mizit to do the avoidah, so we'll have another koyin godol prepared, he'll be able to do the avoidah. And the Gemara goes through, we'll see in the Barichas in the Gemara, how do we maman of the second koyin godol? He can't have two of them, and he can't be maman him on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara goes through, we make it tanoi, and we'll see in the Gemara how we maman the second koyin godol. We prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Now the Mishnah doesn't say for the second one also a mitzvah prisha, but we have to take him away from his wife also for 7 days. So the Mefarshim speak out, like the Tos Yishonim, when the Sakina like Kohen Acha Tachtav, we set aside another Kohen Gadol. So he says all it means is, Lahaskin loy big day zov, kimi dosai. All it means you have to prepare for the second person, this Kohen Gadol, make sure he has the Godim. He has the special big day zov that the Kohen Gadol wears in Yom Kippur, and it should fit him. That means we prepare beforehand. Kedarmina b'kamon. Kimidosu v'dashin shlo yechsev lo yoisev. It shouldn't be too long, it shouldn't be too short. We have to make sure he has the exact size. Ula haziroi lishmer atzmoi b'tayra. We also teach him to be careful now, don't become tummy. So he says, v'davke mesakinen, avoloi hoyim afrishin. But with the second kohen gadol, we did not separate him, take him away from his wife for the 7 days. Kedarmina b'gemara. Tiyafrosh aloi matva. That even though it's a mitzvah to be mafresh to Kohen Gadol, but that's not likuva. If we didn't do it, he could still be a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So therefore, since this is only a chash, that something may happen to the first Kohen Gadol, so it's enough that we set aside a second person to take over. But we don't have to do this mitzvah prisha to the second person. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Cheris, Misakina Loi. For the first Kohen Gadol, we even prepare him a second wife. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die on Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, Shenemar, V'chipe ba'adoi uvad beisoi, that he has to have a kapora on Yom Kippur for himself, uvad beisoi for the sake of his house. What does beisoi mean? Beisoi zu Ishtoi, his wife. So Mashmi has to have a wife. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a wife, his avodah is no good. So we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die on Yom Kippur, therefore we prepare for him a second wife. And exactly how you do this, I can't have two wives, the Gemara goes through also. We give a get on a Tanai, it's only a Tanai, and that Lu Yitzu, the first one dies, then the second Kedushin is Chal. Because to make Kedushin on Yom Kippur, you can't. So the Gemara goes through how exactly you make the Tanai. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Yehuda, in Kain en lo davasoif, if you're afraid that maybe the Kain God's wife will die, there's no end to it. So you have to be mafresh a second wife. Maybe the second one will die. A third one, maybe the third one will die. There's ain't certain how much left to be masakin. So they hope we're not afraid. The pshat is a cheskes chai. Since right now his wife is alive, we have to nemar, the mastam should be alive tomorrow also. And this much we don't have to prepare a second wife. Vashenken, the first halacha they ask him to, that we are afraid maybe you become puzzle, maybe about care, you become about carry, maybe something would happen, that's shchiach. So therefore we do prepare another kohen in case something happens to the first kohen. But to prepare a second wife, that much we're not afraid. Like Rashi says, Ein lo dov esoif, shema gamzu Thomas. If you start to worry, maybe his first wife will die, maybe the second one will also die. And Ein lo dov esoif. And the pshat is, we're not afraid that they'll die. Because there's a cheskes chai. That's not shchiach for them to die. Mashenkin tumah, that's shchiach, that we prepare a second kohen gadol. In the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Purah, Shivas Yomim Koidim Sreifas HaPurah, 7 days before the Kohen that worked with the burning of the Purah Aduma, is Hayamafrishin Kohen HaSreifas HaPurah MiBeisai. They used to also, there's a mitzvah prisha for the Kohen that's going to burn the Purah Aduma, we used to separate him 7 days before that from his house, from his wife. Lelishcha Shal Pnei HaBira. We used to bring him into a room in Asher was in the front of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzvayna Mizrachis, which is on the north, east side of the Azorah. Or the Lishchas Beis Heaven Hoysenikras. This room was called Lishchas Beis Heaven, a house made out of a stone. That's where it was made. So Rashi says, Reifa Sapor means Poraduma. Shapnei Abiru, Lekal Meforesh, my Biru. What does Biru mean? That means the Beis HaMikdash. Tzvayna Mizrachis, the Mitzoya Mizrachis, Tzvayna Shal Azorah Hoysa. It was on the north, east side of the Azorah. That's where they had this room set aside for the Kohen that's going to burn the Purah Aduma. Now here it doesn't say Kohen Gadol. It just says Mafrishin Kohen HaSarif. So Mafrishin speak out, it's a Shaila, it's a Machlaikis Negemara, if you need a Kohen Gadol for this or not. See, he says out, Toysi Shonim, Mafrishin Kohen HaSarif HaSaporah. Omer Rabbeinu HaZokin, Dein Ladadik Midatoni Kohen HaSarif Demari B'Kohen Hedyit. The Churat Sarayi, you do not need a Kohen Gadol to burn the Purah Aduma. Otherwise it should have said Kohen Gadol. Even a kohen head, you could do it. He says, no, maybe that's not a diyik. So, Achinami, you have a tony kohen oived, avoid you a mel kippur, lo ha yamask a kohen godel. The mash meshapi kohen yadu a soryeth, or yoived. The filu in my kohen head, it means mesup. It could be that maybe you do need the kohen godel, and the reason why it says, like kohen has soryeth, it's you do with that special kohen that has to go burn the poraduma, we have to be mafreshim 7 days in advance. But it's a machlokes, it's a shaila if you need the kohen gadol to burn the paraduma, or could a regular kohen burn the paraduma. But whoever's going to burn the paraduma, he has to be separated from his wife 7 days before that, before he burns it, and they bring him into the lishcha to call the base heaven. For the Gemara of Olomo Nikra Shmo Lishcha's base heaven, why was the name of the special room where they put this kohen called the base heaven, the room made out of stone? So the Gemara, Shakol my seho b'kli galolim, b'kli avonim, or b'kli adoma. That all the work they used to do with the Poraduma used to be done with special type of kelim, that these kelim don't have a shame clean against the Mekabel Tumah. The Ilchus Tumah, these kelim will not be Mekabel Tumah. And since the Poraduma we want to do B'tayra, we would have to use these special type of kelim that cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Therefore they used to use Kli Gololim. Rashi says, Gololim, as called my Sesha Parah, Kli Gololim, Tepiya Boker. What comes out of the animal. They used to make kelim from that. Before us, Tobim Lochis. And that's called the Kli, that's not Mekabel Tumah. Kli Avonim, who are then a Kli made out of stone, is also not Mekabel Tumah. Or the Kli Adamah. What does Kli Adamah mean? Rashi says, Shein Asuyin Kli Cheres, B'Kivshin. It's the same type of material that you make an earthly Kli, a Kli Cheres, but the only difference is that Kli Cheres is called after it's put into the oven when it's baked. Before it's put into the oven to bake, then it's called the Kli Adamah, which is not called the Kli Filchus Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah. El Min HaDamahi, Shu Kevin Rock, it's like a soft Evan, the Chaykin Umimeno Kalim, and they hollow out space inside to make a Kli out of it. Rakopon, they used to use special type of Kalim for the Poraduma, that these Kalim are not Mekabel Tumah. So since they used to use Kalim of Evan, therefore this room that they set aside this coin to prepare the Poraduma was also called the room of Beis Evan. Like to make a hecker, you're going with a place now that's not Mekabel Tumah. And so he speaks out that Shakol Ma'aseh B'Kli Avonim. So he says Dafka V'Elu Zayin Yomin. Only these 7 days shall Sreifa Saporah. Avol B'Shas Kiddush. But later, after they burnt the Poraduma and they put the ashes into a keli with Kli Mayim Chayim, Hatnam Aperakei Masech Taporah. B'Chol HaKelu Mekadoshim. For care, if you're allowed to use any type of a keli, V'Afilu B'Gli Galolim. Yeah, it's a chiddush you could use the kli galolim, but for sure you could use other type of kelim also. So because the pasuk says mayim chayim akeli, so it's a chiddush. I would think a kli maybe is only a kli that's makabel tumah. So that's a chiddush. No, even these type of kelim, kli galolim, kli adama, even though they're not makabel tumah, but they have a shame kli negate the kiddush of the meichatis. But that's not the only type of a kelim. You could use any kli you want. You could use for the kiddush of the meichatis of the paradumim. The Torah says that's what the Gemara means. Kol ma'aseh only means b'shas t'sreifa. If these 7 days and the oist dinyan of burning the parah, any type of a kli you needed was only made from this type of material. But later, after you have the yesh and you put it into the water, that could be in any type of a kli. Where it says my timer, how come they made a special zehirus to use special type of kelim when they were oistek and being burning the parah aduma? So the Gemara says kivun that's full yom kosher b'parah. Really, midiraisa by the parah aduma. Even if the kohen is a tful yoin, that means the kohen, let's say, touched the sheretz in the morning, and then he went to the mikveh. So after he went to the mikveh, he's tor, but he's called a tful yoin. For a certain dinim, he's still called tamei. Negeit the parah aduma is kosher. A tful yoin could also burn the parah aduma. The Tanan we learned, mitamim hoyu ha-kohen aserif as a parah. The kohen that used to burn the parah aduma, they bedafka when made this kalis that they were matam him that day. They made him become tamei. Tois says Avada only means a tumah with rabbonin, or Tois Shonin. So he metam him a tumah with rabbonin, and then he went to the mikvah. So he was called a tful yoim. The bedafka wanted that a tful yoim he should be the one to burn the paraduma. Why? The parumat vilo noisayin and put him into the mikvah. Lohaytsi meliben shel tzedukim to go kineged what the tzedukim used to say. Shai oimim the tzedukim. Those are the people that don't learn Torah Shabbat. Didn't learn Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat. Not Torah Shabbat. They used to say the Me'urvei Hashemesh Hoysanatis. They used to say the Paradum is only kosher after the Kohen went to the mikveh and he waited to have a Shemesh. They held that Tful Yoim is possible to do the Avoida. Can't burn the Paraduma. So to be mighty, to show them that they're wrong, they were Badafka Mesakin that the Kohen that went to burn the Paraduma was Tomei that day and he went to the mikveh and before Harash Shemesh, they let him burn the Paraduma. And since they made this little of a kalus, that the Kohen burning it is a tful yoin, is kinu la rabbon. Rabbonim made other takonis that any, what keli, what type of utensils do they use, is kli galolim. It has to be a keli that comes out of the tzviei bok or the shmutz that comes out of the animal, kli avonim, a stone, or kli adama, made out of this earth before you baked it. The loilakabli tumma, that these kelim are not called kelim negeit hilchos tumma. They can't be makabel tumma. Ki hechid al lezaz lebo. They made this chumrak that people shouldn't come to do a zilzul, be mezalzel in the paraduma. Once they made this ksas kula, that they left the kohen to come tummy that day, and then he went to the mikveh, he was a tful yoin. So if they're noig with a tful yoin, they're afraid maybe they'll be noig other kulas. So they haven't made certain chumras to no, only this one thing we're doing. We're letting the tful yoin burn the paraduma. But everything else, you have to be very careful not to be matama the para. So therefore, the kalim we use was special type of kalim, that these kalim cannot be makabel tumma. Rashi says, "Gehechad alizalz lebo." Lema, people should not say, "Hoy lo tzfu yom kashim apara." Since it's full yom is a lot of work, burn the paraduma. And tzarach liyaz reason bo bishmiras tyra. We don't have to watch ourselves so much not to be matama the paraduma. Lekach also bo milas harba. Therefore, they made a lot of chumris. Le tyra v'zu achas men. They made a lot of chumris to be knowing a lot of tyra with the paraduma, and this is one of them. The people should not learn out from this. For the mora maishnot svoinim mizrochis. How come the special room, this lishcha, that was called the Beis Evin, where they used to put the kohen 7 days before he burnt the paraduma? It was, where was it located in the Beis Hamikdash? It was on the northeast side of the Azara. How come with Sfeinim Mizrachis, why the northeast side? Kivon the Chatesi. The paraduma, the Torah calls it a Chates. The Chates Tunet Sfeinim. A regular korban Chates that you make the Shchit in the Azara, where do we do it? We do it on Sofen side of the Mizbeach. Uksivbo, and so therefore, since the paradum is also called the chatis, we have to put the lishch at least on the north side. It's even though the shchita of the paraduma was not done in the Azara, they did it in the Har HaMishcha. But I call upon him, since the Torah calls it the chatis, it's doima to another korban chatis, that there the shchita has to be done sofoino. Uksivbo, there's another pasuk by the paraduma, el noichach pnei oyomoid. And when they used to make the hazois of the dam by the Har HaMishcha, used to be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, and used to spritz the dam el nechik pnei oyomoid, which the Pesach of the oyomoid, which are on Mizrach side. So therefore, Mizrach tzofeinam, that's where they used to have this lishcha to remind himself he's being oisik in a parah aduma. is kino la rabbanon lishchot zvayne mizrachis ki heichi de lehevi lo hakeira. That's why rabbanon set aside this special room for the kohen on the east north side. To remember him is al zvayne, because it's called like a chatis, and mizrach, because the mizrach side was they used to face to spritz the dam of the paraduma. And Rashi says kivun lechatisi chatis nikra shenema lemein nida chatisi. The Torah called the paraduma chatis. V'chatis tunet zvayne. Rashi chatis hakreivis means a regular chatis that you bring on the mizbeach is nishchotis betzofen. The shechita was done on the north side of the mizbeach. For loyshe zutu nisofen, not that the paraduma needs sofen. Shrehi nishchotah b'har mishcha. They used to make the shechita on the paraduma, not even in the base of Middash, nor on the har mishcha. So it just means that since the Torah calls it a chatis, we make it on the north side. Zeich the korban chatis. Oksiv b'pora el loychek pnei oyel moed b'hazoas doma. When you used to spritz the dam, shu oymed b'har mishcha, the kohen used to stand on top of the har mishcha, u'mischavin v'roya pischa shel heichel, and used to stand up there and look and be able to see inside the pesach of the heichel, shu b'kaisu mizrachi, which is on the east side. So therefore, they had this room set aside on the east north side, ki heichel heva yakerum, l'da shuhu frashom k'de lahatel olav avoydas porom, ha'kru yechatis, u'tuna mizrach, V'yosum leiv liyozores b'maisel v'seid rabu d'seum. As all these 7 days that this kohen is there, he has to make sure he knows he's here for purpose to take care of the paraduma, and he should learn the halachas to make sure he'll know exactly how to burn it b'tayra. Right, my bira says, what is this lashon of bira? Before it said that this we put this kohen aser pasapora mi beisa u'taken l'lishcha shal pnei habira, which is like in the face of the bira. What is the bira? What does the lashon bira mean? Is Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mokem Hoye Bar Abayis, it was a place on the Har Abayis, or Bira Shemai, a special place on the Beis HaMikdash, which was called Bira. Resh Lakish Amar Shloka says no, Kol HaMikdash Kulai Kruya Bira. So all Beis HaMikdash has a general name called the Bira. Shenem Mar Apostle says by David HaMelech, HaBira Asher Achinoisi, that is the Bira means the Mokem for the Beis HaMikdash that I prepared. Like Rashi says, HaBira Asher Achinoisi, Asher Zimanti, I prepared that mokum. Asher Zimanti lo mokum, Gorin Aroino, Livnoisa boy, the place to build the base of Migdish. Vidovit Komalei, Laikro Vidivri Hayomim. So it keeps the Habira here means the whole mokum of the base of Migdish, that's called the Bira. So this place was on the north-south side of the Azaram, that's where we had a special Lishcha called the base heaven, where used to set aside this Kayin 7 days before he burnt the Paraduma. For the Gemara now, how do we know these two halachas? The halacha of our Mishnah and the halacha of the Brisa from the Mishnah in Torah. That 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we take him away from his wife and we bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. And who are then the mitzvah of this Kohen burning the Torah? Do we take him away from his wife 7 days before and bring him into the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know this mitzvah priesthood? The rest of the boy priesthood, Yom Kippur l'Torah. How do we know these two mitzvahs to be perished the Kohen that takes Kohen Gadol and the Kohen that burns the Paraduma? Omer Rabbi Minyumi, Bar Chilkiya, Omer Rabbi Mechasiya, Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yechnin, Omer Kro, the Postik says by Meluim, Kasher Osa Bayoim Hazer, the same way it was done now, Tzivu Hashem Lasa is Lechaper Aleichem. Kodesh Baruch gave it Tzivu, we should do it for other times also. Tzivu Hashem Lasa is Lechaper Aleichem. Now, Kasher Osa Rashi says, there's going on by Meluim. There's going after the 7 days of the Meluim on the 8th day, it says Shetziva Oisam Lifresh Mi Beisam Zayin Yomim. Hey, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the 8th day of Yemei Meluim, the 7 days before that, there was a mitzvah prisha that the Kohanim had to go away. Shenem and the Pasuk says U Pesach Oyel Moed Teishvu Yomim Balayla. They should sit in the Oyel Moed for 7 days. U Vashmini Avdu, and on the 8th day, then they come and do the avoid in the Mishkan. Shenem Avehi V'Yom Hashmini Koro. Uksiv korav ela mezbeich kasher tziva lasis ledoiris lifrei zayin lefnei avodas yemechad. Here we learn out that the Torah says lasis means ledoiris for the future generations. There's also such a mitzvah that before you do an avoda for 1 day, 7 days before that you have to separate yourself and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, just like by Yom Hashmini, for 7 days before that the Kohanim had to go away and stay in the Yoyim Moed. Who are doing this at there'll be a time that for a special avoidah, you have to separate yourself 7 days before you do that avoidah. So the Pasuk is again, Omakrom, Kasher Osa B'Yayim Hazir, the same way we're doing today on the 7 days of Yemei Meluim. before they did the avoid on the 8th day in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. His Siva Hashem Lachtas, Hashem gave it Siva, it should be done in the future generations. L'chapar Aleichem. Now we dash in Lassois, Elu Maisapur. That's what the Pasuk says. Siva Hashem Lassois, from the word Lassois, we learn out that there's a mitzvah by the Maisapur. That the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, he has to have this mitzvah Prisha 7 days before, and he has to be separated from his wife and to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Lechaper, the Pasuk says, Lechaper Aleichem, Elu Maisi Yom HaKippurim. Learn out from the word Lechaper that the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol that does the avoid on Yom Kippur, he has to have this mitzvah Prisha 7 days in advance. He has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis HaMikdash. So from these two words of Lassus and Lechaper, we learn out these two mitzvahs for the Paraduma and for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It's, I understand why this pasuk cannot only be talking about the paraduma. Why? Lechapeksiv. The pasuk says, "Lasleis lechaper aleichem." You have to have a kapora, forgiveness. Now, a paro lav bas kaporhi. A paraduma itself has no union of kapora. The paraduma is not even a real korban. You don't make a shchit in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole purpose of the paraduma is today to have the ashes that will be able to make the mechatis. To be metaya people that are tumei amesim, but the actual shchita, there's no kapora involved in the paraduma. So pshita in the pasuk says lechaper, it can't only be talking about the paraduma. That's very good. Elo eima kule krob yom kippurim. But why don't we say though the whole pasuk is only talking about Yom Kippur? Let's say only the kohen gadol, he has this mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance before Yom Kippur, he has to go away. But maybe the pasuk b'chal is not talking about the paraduma. It's maybe last or lechaper, both of them is going on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara, Amri, Yalav Tziva Tziva. I learned out in Zerah Shavah the word Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here by the Pasuk of Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasis. Or Ksiv Hosem, it says over here by Midbar, by the Pasha of the Porach HaParaduma, Zois Chukas HaTeror, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemer. It says also Lashon Tziva Hashem. Is Ma'al Halen Pura, just like by Zois Chukas, the Tziva Hashem means in the Paraduma, is Afkan Pura. Here also, Tziva also means Paraduma. So we learn out from Meluim that there's a mitzvah Prisha by the Paraduma. Umakan Prisha, Aflalim Prisha. Just like by Meluim, the mitzvah was to be Pura 7 days before they did the Avoida, who are then, but the Paraduma did the mitzvah Prisha 7 days before you go to burn the Paraduma, you have to step, go away from your wife and go into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe no, you have a Zerah Shavah Yetziva.